Welcome to the Sinister Sisters podcast. I'm Lauren.
I'm Felicia.
We're best friends.
And we like spooky stuff. And it's October. That was my spooky voice.
I loved it. I like that we unintentionally started off October with missing an episode last week, but that's just how we're doing things.
We're so spooky, we disappear.
Yes, we're ghosting everyone.
We're ghosts. Lauren and I were just having like a friend chat about just how exhausted we are with the daily existence and like the daily tasks that adults are supposed to do every day, and how we just can't imagine how we can keep going on like this with laundry and finding something to eat and taking the dog out and having a job.
Yeah. Can you pinpoint why it was easier pre-COVID? Was it because we were young and unafraid?
I think I had more energy however many years ago, probably. That's my guess. I mean, I don't know. That's my only guess because I remember, and I've gotten better, but I will say, like, when everything went back to happening after COVID, I definitely had difficulty doing more than one thing a day. Like, it was really hard to do more than one thing a day. And now I am doing more than one thing a day, but it feels sort of forced upon me. And I feel so exhausted. Like, no matter how much sleep I get, I feel like I am still tired.
I agree.
And I don't know.
I don't know what's happening. I also, like, it's so interesting to me because it's like I definitely was working harder pre-COVID and I was also making way less money. So I'm just like, why is now so hard? Mm. It's interesting.
Yeah. I think I was – I don't know if I was working harder. I feel like what I need to learn how to do is – this is such a cliche, but, like, figure out how to, like, simplify my life and work smarter.
Yes.
Because I feel like I am just – I don't know. Maybe it's just like this time of the year because everything in the fall is always like kind of crazy. But I feel like I'm like working myself to death. And I think that is not right.
It's not
right.
That
is not right.
It's really not. Okay. I know we started with complaining, but now we're going to migrate into the beautiful spooky things we're looking forward to.
Oh, thank you for taking me out of that. You can even cut all that. I'm so sorry.
No.
Go ahead.
No, not at all. I think it's the reality. And we were sort of explaining ourselves. We were just defensive. But we are getting ready for spooky season, obviously. I feel like it's finally a reasonable temperature here in Dallas. And I was thinking maybe we just talk about like our, you know, must-watch Halloween season movies maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like totally. For me, it's always The Addams Family. I have to watch it. Every year, that's like number one on my list. Addams Family and Addams Family Values. Those are the number
one. Can't watch one without the other.
No. I actually have recently been like, I don't know if it'll be this year. And I don't actually know that I'll ever be able to convince him. Maybe I should wait until I have a baby. And then wouldn't it be hilarious to do the Debbie and Fester costumes? I just think they're so funny.
That's a really good one. I've seen that one before, and it's a crowd pleaser for sure.
Right.
Yeah,
I think they're really good.
Let's see. What do I always every year? I definitely always watch for the nostalgia. I always watch Halloween Town. Because that was just my favorite. And I kind of actually last year watched a bunch of the Disney Channel original Halloween movies, and I definitely got a lot of joy out of that.
Were there any that you like? That's not on your normal rotation that you would like, I have to watch that I should watch.
Last year, I remember I watched my mom's on a Date with a Vampire and Phantom of the Megaplex.
Yes.
One of my top Disney Channel original movies of all time is Don't Look Under the Bed. That's one of the best
so
ones.
So scary.
That they ever made. So I definitely like to watch some of those because it's just, you know, it's very, very enjoyable for me. Then I usually, you know, I'm trying to spend time checking out some of the newer stuff that's coming out. And I mean, I've been so out of the loop, and I know I've said this before, but so out of the loop just like this last year really on what's going on. But I did want to go see The Exorcist when that comes out. And I wanted to
which
go
I think
see.
Did it oh, was that today?
I was
it
just
might have
thinking.
Come out
I was
on
like,
the 3rd, actually.
I know it's yeah, it's coming up. If it hasn't, it looks it actually looks pretty good.
Yeah. I thought it looks exciting. And then I was thinking,
Friday.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm gonna go this weekend, I think. And then I also want to go see. Oh, actually, I don't know how much I want to see this. I might wait for it to go to VOD, but the Haunting in Venice movie.
Yes.
And what's the other? There's another one. Is there a Mike Flanagan coming out this year? Or is that next
there
year?
There is a Mike Flanagan, but when is it coming out? I don't know. It looked good to me. It looked kind of like.
Yeah. I kind of forget what it is, which is terrible.
Fun.
But
I was just about to say, like,
Mike
ask
Flanagan
me what it's about.
Show. Oh, Fall of the House of Usher.
Yes. The wealthy people.
The wealthy people.
I didn't realize, though, it's based on Edgar Allan Poe works.
Yes. That's what
very
I remember.
Cool.
So I don't know when that comes out, but I'm sure it's
October
this month.
October 12th.
Excellent. Because the Mike Flanagan stuff, like, I know we're both big fans, but.
The best.
Never
My
seen
little brother.
Thing he did that I didn't love.
I agree. My little brother just did a rewatch of Midnight Mass, and he's been, like, texting me
so
all the things.
Good.
It's
so good. It's
just
good.
Amazing.
But yeah, I guess that's, I mean, I'm sure there's more things I'm not thinking about. I usually always watch Hocus Pocus, just like any of those kind of movies usually.
I gotta watch The Little Vampire too. Do you like The Little Vampire? Just so good.
Yes, I had the biggest crush on, what's his name, Rudolph?
Yes. Wait, have I shown you the picture of James at 17 years old that looks like Rudolph?
No, but it's all making sense now.
It truly is the funniest thing in the world. I have to find it because I kept it on my phone for a long time because it truly cracked me up so bad. Because he, like, I don't know. But I feel like me in high school, like, I looked young, but not, like, so young versus now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, James is someone that looked like he was 15, even when he was 18. Like, one of those.
Oh, I gotcha.
You know?
Like, he just looks like a baby. Okay, well, I'm looking forward to seeing that for sure.
I'll find it.
Oh, I did watch, I posted on Instagram, this is like last week or something, but I did watch Dream Warriors.
Nice.
And that was very joyful.
Wait, did you have the VHS?
Yeah, it's so good. It's a little bit, like
that.
It definitely, once in a while, we'll just kind of have that like gray line go across it. So it's not a perfect condition, but it's totally fine.
It's the charm.
But yeah. it's the charm. It's the VHS warm fuzzies.
I love that. Well, yeah. Amazing. I need to do my Trader Joe's run. I got a pumpkin.
Lauren, I have nothing in this house. Like, going back to the beginning of this episode when I was complaining about my life, I have nothing in this house. Like
no food?
There is no food here. There is no food here. And there hasn't been food here in weeks.
Years.
I don't know how we're even surviving right now. But
Gremlin.
Really what we need
Gremlin
to do
mode.
Is make, truly, is make our Costco run. So I'm going to try to make that happen this weekend so we can live again.
I just went for the first time, or I got a membership. I went. I did a whole big run. And it's horrifying what's in my house. I have like 12 things of tomato soup. I could stock you.
Oh, it's incredible. I mean, that's what we did last time. And it lasted us so long. And then like, I guess once you experience Costco, it's hard to go to the casual grocery store. And so we just haven't gone. And we just have been running out of things and just – continuing on somehow? I don't know.
I mean, because what are you going to do? Like, get, like, one thing of pasta?
No!
One box of mac and cheese?
I want 20. Anyways, all right. Let's
I'm
get
impressed
to it.
You fit it all in your what? Apartment. Sorry. I'm impressed. I was just thinking about it. I was like, you actually don't really have a ton of space for 20 boxes of mac and cheese.
I'll find a space. I don't know what I do. But let's
go.
Let's do our stories. So we're both doing familiars. Not really, but we're doing creatures associated with Halloween.
Yes. So I texted Felicia because I was inspired, but
and
I'm
because
going to
you
be...
knew I didn't have an idea. Let's be real.
I didn't say that. I just said, this is what I'm doing. Maybe you could do something along those lines.
And I said, thank you.
Thank you. So I'm covering spiders and like kind of mine is like a little bit geared toward why they're connected to Halloween. At least that's where I'm going to start. And then I'm going to talk about like some spider superstitions that are really interesting. Mm. and we'll see where it takes us. But so it seems like, and this might be the same for yours, it seems like it really started because they're connected to witches, mm-hmm. spiders, kind of along with cats, bats, rats, all those things are, you know, believed to be familiars or companions of witches during the Middle Ages. And witches were obviously thought to be most powerful during Halloween time. And so that's sort of like, it seems like how spiders and Halloween started to become linked. I think it also makes sense that, like, you know, all of these like spooky locations that we think of at Halloween time, haunted houses or, you know, old houses, graveyards, dungeons, creepy caves, like all of them have spider webs and spiders. Mm-hmm. So it definitely seems like it goes with that. You know, spiders themselves really like prefer darkness. They prefer places like where there are other insects. So it's like not busy places. These like more deserted areas feels very spooky and related to Halloween. I did do a little bit of research too. Like I think it's very cool. There are a lot of countries around the world that consider spiders mythical creatures just due to their web making, which it is crazy. They're like incredible. I will say, yes, anytime you look at a spider making a spider web or just the aftermath of it, like especially if it's like dewy, like it's a piece of art.
Gorgeous. Yeah. And it's like, that's like nature's art. It's like, how is something that intricate exist in the forest? Like, it's wild.
And like truly no reason. I mean, I'm sure, yes, to catch the insects and all of it. But it's like for it to have that design, it always makes me think of snowflakes too, where it's just like, why did this like evolve this way? Or why did they start making them so beautiful?
And why do all spiders make the same shape web? That's weird.
It is strange. They all evolve to be like, this is the best way of creating
a web.
That's
so weird. That's crazy. Yeah.
It's interesting. And there are very different, I will say, there are very different spiders, very different, you know, webs breed to breed, I think. But they do have like very similar designs, definitely. So, you know, as I was kind of going down this path, so like in folklore, spiders are often described as storytellers, oracles of fate, wealth, and sometimes death. I was trying to be like, what are the spiders I know that are these things? And then I was like, Charlotte's Web. I guess she's like sort of a storyteller.
Aragog. Yes, oh my gosh, yeah. Oh wait, you know, but what's the one in the peach?
Oh yeah, James and the Giant Peach.
Yeah, is there a spider in there?
Yeah, she's like definitely a mythical spider. She's cool. They're all so cool in that movie. Anyway, so there are a bunch of superstitions, as I hinted at. So spiders in your house is supposedly a sign of a happy home, which to me feels a little bit like the wedding thing of like, if it rains on your wedding, it's good luck, where I'm just like, that's just someone making a sad thing better.
Better somehow. Yeah, totally.
There's another one that claims that if you see a spider in your home during Halloween, that it's actually the spirit of a loved one watching over you, which I love.
Whoa, I've never heard that before. Yeah.
I know. There's one about like if a white spider set up its home above your bed, you'll have good luck. However, if a black spider has decided to move in, then you'll be in for some misfortune. Which I don't know that I've ever seen a white spider. Have you seen a white spider?
No, but we do. I was getting ready to say we have these like very pale yellow spiders here, and I don't know why. I found they're like in our backyard. And I've seen them like over a couple of summers, and then then once in a while I'll find one in the house, and I'm like, "What are you doing here? Get out of my house!" They're like very pale in color, which I always like. I've never seen spiders like that except for at this apartment. It's very strange.
That is strange. It feels like, yeah, you can't see them. It feels scarier somehow.
Yeah.
There's also, I like this one. If a spider falls into a candle lit lamp and it's consumed by the flame, witches are nearby.
What, is that happening?
Just dead. Just walking in. They're walking in.
Who has seen that?
It's enough people have seen it that it's a superstition.
That's insane.
I really should look more into spider suicide. That's what I should.
Yeah, have been I doing. Mean, that's what it sounds like, right? Like, that can't be. I mean, I don't know.
They'd feel the heat. Maybe that's why witches have to be nearby.
Oh, maybe.
Pulling them into the fire. It's a very specific one. All spiders except tarantulas are omens of good luck. The larger the spider, the bigger the rewards.
Whoa.
It's like all of these are kind of good luck vibe.
Yeah.
If you step on a spider, you'll bring on rain. Never heard that in my life either.
Yeah.
And one superstition is taking a spider with syrup will cure a fever. And that I will not do. Yes.
You mean it?
Just no. A spoonful of syrup with a little spider in it.
No, who's doing that? Who's doing that?
I would love to know. I actually would, really, really would. Who believes these wives' tales? Maybe someone.
I don't know.
So over time, obviously, spiders have stayed linked to Halloween, I think probably because they're scary. Halloween mm-hmm. is scary. They make amazing decorations at Halloween time. Arachnophobia, as we all know, is a phobia of spiders and other arachnids such as scorpions. And there is – I kind of love this theory. There's a theory that arachnophobia is thought to be the result of, like, evolution. Like, in early – like, in early times, people coming into contact with venomous spiders was, like, more common.
Yeah, totally.
And so, like, one way of, like, you know, us, you know, getting away from them is just, like, a deep fear so that you stay away from these poisonous spiders.
Like, it's like a evolutionary instinct. It's like how animals know their prey. I mean, their predators.
Yes, exactly. And so maybe fear of spiders developed as a survival instinct. Can we have like a very sidebar about that guy that we did this?
I was literally waiting. I was like, is she gonna tell it or am I gonna have to bring it up? Is she gonna tell the story? No, you tell it. You tell it.
Well, okay. So first off, our very first horror theater event of all time was amazing. It was a warehouse in Brooklyn. We were like truly flying by the seat of our pants, maybe more than like we ever
23, 22. I don't even know. Just babies.
Like right out of college. Like let's throw a massive event in a warehouse in Brooklyn.
With like we'll spend five different dollars. Plays and playwrights and directors and casts.
And live bands.
Also a party and live bands. Like, what was going on? See, that's what
this
I'm saying.
Is what
like,
I'm
how
saying.
Will we,
yeah.
How can I not cook dinner anymore? I don't get it.
We used to be truly so powerful.
yeah. But so this first one we had.
Yeah. So first off, this whole event began because the night before he called us and was like, I'll see you guys. Or he told, like, sent an email, like, I'll see you guys at 2 p.m. And, like, everything we had ever said was, like, we must get there at 10 a.m., like, sharp. We have so much prep. We have so much loaded. Felicia's mom is truly decorating. Yeah.
My mom decorating. Oh, my gosh, so good.
I mean, we were teching theater, which was intense. We had lighting to set up, sound to set up. But, like, we did truly, I think – actually, I think your brother was there that year, too, right?
Yeah, he tried to help, too. Yeah. The whole Lobo family was decorating a giant warehouse.
With no team.
No team, just the fam.
It was incredible. But so first off, it started off with us having a panic of like, can we not get in the space? We get into the space. We're decorating. We're having a great time. Everything's going like relatively smoothly, except that Felicia and I keep panicking that no one's coming.
Yeah.
But it ended up fine. But the owner of the theater, like, I don't even really know what happened. He like walked in and was like terrified.
Yeah, well, he walked in absolutely. And my mom is like mid hanging up a little plastic spider and
like,
he
tiny.
Has a full panic attack, like serious one. I thought he was kidding at first. I don't know what you thought.
Me too. No, I thought so too.
Yeah.
I was like, for that spider?
He ran out of the room. He hid in the bathroom. I'm sorry. I'm taking over. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to.
Go.
And then I kind of looked at everybody and we were kind of like, okay. And then I knocked on the door. I said, hey, I just want to check in. Are you okay? And he was like, and he's like literally hyperventilating saying he has a huge fear of spiders. And I was like, oh, we're throwing a Halloween party. Could have been great for you to mention that.
Meanwhile, all of our decorations are spiders almost.
Oh my God.
I don't even really remember what we did. We just left
we
them
took
up,
them
right?
Down. No, I think we took them down.
All of them? Yeah. Wow.
Like 100 spiders. Oh my God. It was insane. I don't know.
We're good people, honestly.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he couldn't come into space. He literally
it was crazy.
That was insane. But anyways.
I do feel like that is like a big like that is debilitating, I think.
Like that kind of fear.
Yeah. I'm really glad I don't have anything like that, to be honest.
I don't either, which I'm just like, oh my
God. That would be so terrible.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Anyway, so that was our hilarious real experience with arachnophobia. I have like – I mean, I don't like spiders, but I'm definitely not that bad.
Yeah.
But I will say it's pretty cool to see, you know, if you go and like look at like how they have been in horror movies over the year, years. I would say like starting in like the 50s with Them is like one of those like giant spider movies. Tarantula in 1955 as well. Are these just like giant spiders? Either they're these like giants or mutants, or like sometimes it's like related to like, you know, people's fear of like atomic radiation or nuclear testing and all of that. But obviously there are other movies too where it's just like a bunch of small ones that also can be scary. I also wanted to mention, you know, Halloween has its roots in the Celtic holiday of Samhain. Is that how we say that?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
I always get scared every time. Which is the, you know, the holiday that was like establishing the change of the seasons, the end of the summer, beginning of the fall. And so I think too, you know, it makes sense that as spiders like don't want to be in the, or like as the weather gets colder, spiders will come into your house more and seek refuge inside. You're seeing them more around Halloween. So, you know, it makes sense that they're coming inside. You're associating them more with that time of year. We also tend to see spider webs more in the autumn because that's when spiders are, you know, fully grown and out searching for a mate. So I think that also makes sense. We see more spider webs around Halloween time. We see more spiders. I will say too, in my research, I was reading a little bit about, I found this like one article that was talking about how bad fake spider webs are for the environment. Like if you put them on your house as decoration. Yes, because they were talking about, you know, it can be really dangerous to wildlife and animals because like birds or chipmunks or squirrels can sometimes get stuck in the web. And then they will just like, if people don't catch it soon enough, they can just like suffer and die, which is super sad. And bugs too.
Terrible.
I know. So anyway, it made me think a little bit because this is the first year that like I have like a house to decorate. And we're trying to decide what to put on the outside, which is very exciting. And hopefully something that like we don't have to buy a ton this year, but then we can like scale up each year. That's my goal.
Oh yeah. That's great. Well,
but anyway,
maybe all the photos.
Yeah. I mean, maybe not spider webs. I don't know. We'll have to be careful.
That's terrible.
Yes. And then we already kind of touched on this, so maybe I won't go into it too much, but I was thinking about my favorite spiders from horror movies or movies. But I do love Aragog from Harry Potter, of course. We have Shelob in Lord of the Rings. I couldn't really think of – do you know – I feel like I can't think of any movies that have that like classic horror movie, like a bunch of little spiders all over you. But
– oh.
Maybe we'll find some pictures for the Instagram post.
I feel like there are a bunch. I wish I could think of one right now.
Right? I'm like – I know that happens all the time. It's got to be like in a Saw movie or something.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, that's coming out too at some point.
Oh, yeah. I had a goal of watching all the Saw movies like last year, and I never actually did that. I should do that.
You should.
I should try again this year.
In honor of the new one.
Yeah. Because wasn't there a new one last year too? Spiral or
whatever? The one with
it wasn't really
Chris Rock. I felt sad for him. I just couldn't. I couldn't take him seriously. I was laughing the whole way through the movie.
Oh no.
But anyway, I'll try to find a spider movie and get back to everyone. But that's pretty much it on the connection between spiders and Halloween.
That's great. That's great. Good job.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to take us to another creature here, and that is the iconic, the mysterious, the lucky or unlucky depending on where you live, black cat.
Ooh, I love it.
Yeah, I don't know. okay,
we're not really cat people here, so
I know. So that's kind of the true issue. So I was trying to Google all this cat stuff, and I guess I'm more normally Googling dog stuff. Like my TikTok and Instagram feed is pretty much exclusively dog content, and I did have one black cat growing up, weirdly enough, but only when I was very young.
I don't think I knew that.
Yeah, I think it like ran away or something when I was like, I don't know, in kindergarten. So I don't have a lot of memories of this cat. And it was like an indoor-outdoor cat.
One of those.
Yeah, one of those. But anyways, I've never really been a cat person past that experience. I got scratched by a cat once and I kind of was really mad about it
for
about a decade. Yeah. I've kind of moved on. I will cat sit our friend Zach's cat.
That's very sweet. I didn't know that either. Look at you.
Look at me. But it's funny because I was trying to Google the black cat stuff and there's I didn't realize how many websites and YouTube channels were dedicated to content about cats in general.
Yes.
It's kind of a lot.
New to honestly. You.
New to me, but good for you, cat lovers. You have a lot of content to take in on the internet. but all right, so here we go. So I don't know about you, but since we're both from the, you know, Northeast general-ish area, I'm assuming that you've heard throughout your life that seeing a black cat is bad luck or something of the sort.
Yes.
Yeah. My mom growing up always, when she's driving, if she sees a cat anywhere, she puts an X on the windshield. She's done that my whole life.
What?
Yeah, I don't know.
What does that mean? It's just a thing she does?
I think it's just crossing out the bad luck, okay. I guess.
I like that. Deflecting.
Yeah. Maybe it's like the thing where it's like I'm holding up a cross for her exorcism. Lauren can see it. You can't see it.
Yes.
but something like that. I don't know. But yeah, so that's kind of started with this association of black cats and witches, which goes back a very, very long time. I'll briefly mention in ancient Egypt, cats were companions and also sort of worshipped. And cats were very important in their society. And, you know, people were even like buried with their cats, or if their cats passed later, the cat would, you know, be buried with their owner. But the first
they wore stuff too, right?
like outfits? Yeah,
little cats,
little outfits. Yeah,
ropes.
Little crowns. I don't know.
Little crowns. Little staff.
Yes, I think I've seen that. But in terms of witchcraft, the first place that seems to really come up is associated in Greek mythology with Hecate. So there's somebody, I don't remember who, that cursed one of their servants to become a black cat as a punishment. And that servant, now a black cat, eventually became the companion of Hecate, who was sort of a goddess of magic, witchcraft, etc. So that kind of ancient story, I think, started the bubbling of that situation. And then it basically got really solidified into our culture in medieval times. So black cats, there was actually, I think it's, Pope Gregory the, what's the 1X? Is that 4?
9?
No. 9? 1X is 9. That sounds better than 4.
I think so.
So Pope Gregory the 9th. In the Middle Ages, declared that black cats were the incarnation of the devil.
Damn, and just...
I mean, it's a pretty intense statement. And in other parts of Europe, like Scotland, it became this thing where they believed black cats were actually shape-shifting witches. And so it really became associated with witches and witchcraft. And there was this intense public distrust of black cats, to the point that people started killing them because they believed that they were the devil. And there was this huge,
they're being told.
I know they're being told. It's so sad though. But all these cats were basically purged from cities in Europe. And people think that that is one of the reasons that the bubonic plague was able to spread as quickly as it did in this time period, which another week, another talking about the bubonic plague. But because the cats that would typically be around to keep the rat population down had been murdered by the population,
so much sense.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah. So there are all these freaking rats carrying this disease and passing around and no cats to keep them under control, because cats obviously love to hunt mice and rats. And so they had been used for this also in our history, particularly on ships. So sailors took black cats on board for a few reasons. One, to hunt the mice. Two, for companionship. And there's even, and I actually saw, it's funny that you mentioned the black cat thing anyway, but this past week I was on Instagram and I scrolled past this post of all of these cat passports from back in the day, where these cats, like, they had like their little picture, their little name, and their paw print, because they were being used on these ships and transported back and forth across the sea. And so they wanted to keep track of the cats. It's so cute. Like, I'll see if I can find one of those little passport photos for you, because they're like, so like a photo of them, and they're like, oh my god, they're so cute. It kills me.
But, I love that.
Yeah. So, yeah, and then also in North America, so European colonizers, when they came over to North America, you know, brought those beliefs with them against this, like, you know, very hardcore Christian belief against Satanism and black cats and witches. And so we also solidified a lot of that cultural view of black cats during the Salem witch trials and all that shenanigans. So it became a thing where if you saw a black cat, it was considered bad luck, or witches were nearby, or maybe it was a witch coming to get you. There are other cultures, though, where black cats are considered good luck or a nice thing. So particularly in Japan, all cats are considered lucky, a symbol of wealth and prosperity. And black cats in particular are supposed to, like, be a symbol of protection as well. So, oh, and one more. Sorry, in Japan, apparently women in Japan, there is this thing about if they have a black cat, they will attract more suitors and have a prosperous love life if they keep a black cat in their house.
All right.
So, all right.
Sultry.
Yeah. Sultry. But yeah. And I do, and I'm going to talk about some movies here in a second as well, but I think I've always basically said, if I see a black cat, I basically do what you were talking about earlier with the spiders thing, where I'm like, oh, good luck for me, because I just kind of turned it around, because I've always been told it was bad luck. Yeah. So I just decided it was good luck. So I've always kind of done that. But I've always liked the imagery of black cats, because I've always loved all the Halloween imagery, and black cats are so closely associated with Halloween decor and all that. But there's something about them that really is so mysterious, and their coats being so dark, the way they can move in the night, and then you just can maybe catch a glimpse of their eyes, that their eyes, like, catch the light. Like, there's something about that is just so spooky and alluring at the same time. And I honestly wish I liked cats more than I do, because I also have always liked the idea of like black cats being like the female familiar, the female companion. I think is really beautiful. And my companion is a fluffy little white dog, but there is something about that where I just picture a witch with like these long nails, like petting this beautiful black cat. And there's something about that I'm like, I want to be that image, but I just do it with Toby, basically.
Yes.
But, yeah.
I agree. Yeah. I think Rufus is my familiar.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So now I'm going to hit you with a few of the best black cats in movie history. So the first one, the number one, the sexiest cat of all time, Thackeray Binks from Hocus Pocus.
Hot.
Am I wrong? Why did I have a crush on a cat? I don't know. Why?
It's that voice and that terrible English-ish accent.
Yes. And then when he has at the end, he's got the little ponytail. And I'm like, oh my God. So spicy.
Look at that pony. He loves his sister. Pony.
He loves his sister. Oh my God. So good. And then, of course, we have Salem from Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Another icon.
Another icon. Super funny, especially in the 90s sitcom. But there's also, those two cats have something in common, which they are people being turned into cats as a punishment or having been attacked by a witch. So that, you know, came up in that early folklore as well. And then we have some cartoon cats that I also love. So Luna from Sailor Moon, just absolutely love. Like, I love the Sailor Moon universe and animation style. And there's something about the cats in that with the little half crescent moon on their foreheads that is so beautiful, magical. Skinny little
tail.
Yes. And then another fave is Gigi, right? I think that's how you say it. I kind of forget because I haven't seen the movie in a long time. From Kiki's Delivery Service, mm-hmm. which, oh my gosh, was a movie that I kind of forget about, but I watched it so much as a kid. And it's not something that I've returned to a lot as an adult. And now I guess I probably should. But yeah,
I kind of want to watch it again.
But yeah. And so those are four iconic felines.
I love that. I was trying to think if I had any, but those were the two that like came to me initially. Mm. I don't know. Salem and Binks.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, they're the best. They're the best. It's really what more do you need? Yeah.
Does magical Mr. Mistopheles count?
yes. Magical Mr. Mistopheles always counts. Because if there ever was a cat so clever as magical Mr. Mistopheles.
Felicia, if you don't do a production of Cats with your high schoolers that I can come attend, I'm going to be cheering.
Oh, my God. They would die. I got to show it to them because most of them probably don't know it. I feel like every time there was a substitute when I was in high school, I had to watch in my theater class, I had to watch the 80s filmed production of Cats. So yes. I think my kids should have to do the same thing.
I agree. I think you have to do like a weird, like arty version of it.
Oh my God. I would die. That'd be so sick.
It's like Rent, but with cats.
It's Rent with cats. Oh no. They're all super angsty. Oh God. Yes. But yeah, that's a little bit about black cats, and that's a little bit about spooky spiders. And I think that's a pretty good way to start the month, don't you think?
I agree. I'm ready for spooky season, baby.
Yes. So we've done this the last couple years, I guess. What is time? I barely know. But we've covered a lot of these kind of Halloween-y topics, history of Halloween topics. So if you have some more that we haven't hit yet, please send them to us.
Yeah.
Because we always need ideas.
Maybe we'll post a little ask on Instagram.
Good idea. Good idea. Let's do that. Cool. All right, everyone. We hope you have some sweet, sweet nightmares.
Bye.